child to whom the woman gave birth. So has the facial features of the behemoth or chayo off, but even though the goof is of an Adam, completely the hands and the feet, everything. So is of an Adam, so even if he's killed by Taylor, I mean it's a strange Yerushalmi. So Emrelay boy nishchidus. And from the Rosh it appears that it's Kipshute from the Rosh, that from Gimov, in it. And there's the Prechodosh. So then there is one of the Achrenim, Tshuva Ma'avo, in Simen Mem Gimel or Nun Gimel. So he discusses that question and he mentions the Prechodosh and the Schilik on the Prechodosh. And he explains the Yerushalmi, Bitmiyom. Bitmiyom. Not Binichus in the way the Rosh explains it and the Prechodosh explains it. In other words, if the facial feature is of a human being, even though if the facial feature is of a behemoth chayav yof, even though the goof is a goof of a human being, so he can tell binichuse, he can tell him boy v'nishchetes. No, but he says beat me up. Behemoth boy v'nishchetes. In other words, beat me up. He explains it. As a matter of fact, that the Pneumatia also explains the Yerushalmi beat me up. But he explains the Pneumatia, explains the Yerushalmi beat me up. In other words, because the Yerushalmi is trying to say that it's impossible that such a child should be born and should be able to live even for a short time. But the Pneumatia also explains that the Yerushalmi beat me up. But he explained the beat me up because it seemed to the Pneumatia inconceivable that such a thing should happen and should be able to live even for a short time. Of course, he certainly will have a din of a treifa, I mean, such a creature. But the Pneumatia did not live in the days of the atomic bomb. So in Hiroshima, certain children were born like that, and they lived for a certain time. I didn't follow it up how long they lived, but I know that it was in all the newspapers. They had a picture of those children. So anyway, with the Tshuva Ma'avo, the Tshuva Ma'avo explains the Yerushalmi beat me all because of something else. Because the Tshuva Ma'avo considered it inconceivable that if a woman gives birth to such a monstrous child, that the goof is of a human being, but the facial features are of a behemoth chayav off, that there shouldn't be any Yisar Yitzchak. That's inconceivable. So Mele, he explained it, beat me. So in other words, according to the Rosh Pshat in Miseches Nideh, so we see that the reason that it's not just the halacha in Tumas Leili. Now the Rabbon and the Chachomim of Rav Meir say that if he pilo kimin muz behim achayov off, so then even though the fetus is more than 40 days old, so any mit meyalei, but if it has facial features of a human being, then ima is meyaleinu. So it's according to the Rosh Pshat and the Prichodosh in Simen Yudgimu in Shchite, it's not just a din in Tumas Leinu. In other words, it's a haloche that if he has the facial features of a human being, then he's considered as a real uber, as a human uber. But if he doesn't have the facial features of a human being, so he's not considered as a Nubel. He's not considered as a human being. That's the Pshat according to the Rosh. According to the Tshuva Ma'ave, the Yerushalmi says, beat me up. So that means that this is only Aloche in Tumas Leili. It has nothing to do with the Yisar Yitzchak. Now, something strange here. I mentioned yesterday that there is a machleket between the Rambam and Rashi as to whether if somebody kills a nube after Mem Yehim, whether it involves an Yisar Yitzchak or not. So according to Rashi, it doesn't involve an Yisar Yitzchak. It's not an Ebesh. According to the Rambam, so it involves an Yisar Yitzchak, and the only reason as to why by Upram Kasha Leilein, So, Chitchen is a Uber, so the Rambam says, because the Uber has a din of a reading. But if not for the fact that the Uber had a din of a reading, then one wouldn't be allowed to perform an abortion even for the purpose of saving the life of the mother. Only because he's an A. Only because he's a reading. I mean, the Nachgemina between Rashi and the Rambam would be the Nazis Yimach Shmom. So they forced many Jewish doctors to perform abortions on women who are expecting to give birth pretty soon. So the Shaila is, I was told that the Shaila was submitted to Reb Nachum Zembe, and Reb Nachum Zembe considered it as a very difficult Shaila to pass them. But it should be, in other words, whether they were mechuyev to be meisanevish themselves. So according to Rashi, who in Sanhedrin, and the Rash in Oles, he explains the mission in Oles, until it's Yosoreshe, because until it's Yosoreshe, it's not a nefesh. So mele the pikuach nefesh of the mother is deiche. Of course there is an Isaiah, not Ritziche, but there is an Isaiah. So in Isaiah I say, but since it doesn't involve Ritziche, so the pikuach nefesh of the mother is deiche. The Isaiah. The Isaiah of killing the Uber. So some mele in the case were an anus, like a Nazi. So forces a Jewish doctor to perform an abortion, he's also allowed to do it in order to save his life. But according to the Rambam, that the reason is why in the case of Uvram Kasha Lele, so Chetrin is a Uber, is because the Uber is a lady. So that Chayach, if she's in Kasha Lele, so then the mother's life is in Sakonia because of the fetus existence. Mashenkin here, the mother's life is not in Sakone. The mother's life is Sakone because of the Nazi Yimach Shmei. It's not, the Uber is not a Rediv in any way. So in Meile, it will be Yoy Val Yaver, according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam. Anyway, so, but, even according to the Rambam, and this, it is Mashma from the Melchames of the Ramban in Yume, that when will there be an Issa Ritziche only if it's more than Memyei. But if it's less than Memyei, then there is certainly no Issa Ritziche. That goes without saying. Because it's Kemaya Baalmei, his mother is not Meya Lady. Now, the question is this. Why shouldn't, according to the Rash, and Rashi, that by Uber there is no Issa Ritzicha? All right, so there is no Issa Ritzicha. Until it's ACS Rashi. But according to the Rambam, that by Uber there is an Issa Ritzicha, if he's more than Memyei, why shouldn't the Rambam say that even if the Uber is more than Memyei, but if the fetus is not so developed that it already has the facial features of a human being, and we see from the Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, from all the Gemores, this is a fact, that at certain stages in the embryonic development, so the Uber is in the form of a behemoth, is in the form of a dog, and of a fish, and certain stages, so he's in the form of a behemoth chayavov, and then as it becomes more advanced in the embryonic development, so he already acquires the human features. But even after Memyei, so it is possible that the fetus still did not develop the human features, the human facial features. So Memyei, if an abortion will be performed upon the mother at that stage, there shouldn't be any Zeritziche. And no one mentions that there is a difference whether the abortion is performed at the stage when the Uber already developed the human features or before that. So, Bishleim, according to the Tshuva Me'avo, this has nothing to do whether he has a din of a human being of a nefesh or not. It only has to do with Me'olede. And as far as the Issa Ritzicha is concerned, the Tshuva Me'avo explains the Yerushalmi Beit Mio, even if the facial features are not of a human being, Our v'chayol enof, so beat me up. So we have no right to kill him, chas v'shol, according to Jewish law. But according to the Rosh, that he explains it b'nechuse. So we see that the reason is why, if a woman miscarries a fetus that does not have the facial features of a human being, even though he's already 50 days old, the fetus. So it's because he's not an Uber yet. He's not a human Uber yet. He's not a human Uber yet. So mainly there shouldn't be any Zerzicha either. And that no one ever mentions that it should make a difference when someone kills an Uber, whether the Uber was in that stage or he already developed the human features or not. No one mentions that. So we have to say that there is a difference, you see. After all, for a human child to be born with the facial features of a Himachai wave, that's a very unusual, abnormal, aberrational thing. So it happens, Rachmanu Litzlan. It happens. But some mele, where the child, the fetus, developed in such a way, then the fact that he developed such a way, so b'meile, he does not have a chalishem of a nuba, of a human nuba, because he developed that way. But before he develops and he is born, so then he is destined to develop in a normal way. So b'meile, see, even if somebody will kill a nuba, let's say that he's 45 days old, And the human features have not as yet developed in that Uber. Suppose we know. After all, there are many doctors who are big experts in determining in what day the human features are developed. When what day the human features at what age they're not as yet developed. But this Uber is destined to develop in the normal way with all the human features. So Mimele, he has a din of a human being, of a nefesh, even before he develops the human features. But when does the Yerushalmi say that there is no Yisra Yitzichhe if unfortunately the embryo developed in an abnormal way and he did not develop and he was born without the human facial features. So then he doesn't have a din of a nefesh. But before the full embryonic development takes place, so as soon as he's 40 days old, so mainly he has a din of a nefesh. And according to the Rambam, there is an Yisra Yitzichhe. According to Rashi and the Rashi, there is no Yisra Yitzichhe for another reason. Because until he becomes a Yolud, so there is no Yisra Yitzichhe, according to Rashi, according to Rambam, even though he's not a Yolud, but since he's already a Nuber, he has a Chalishem Uber, so maybe there is an Yisra Yitzichhe. As a matter of fact, you can see in all the textbooks on human embryology that when the fetus is 40 days old, then he develops the brain. So in other words, that's the reason as to why the halacha declares that he has a din of a nefesh and of a nuber when he becomes 40 days old. Because usually the brain develops at the age of 40 days. All right. Now, Simen Kuf Tzadikei, in the Torah. Chayav Adam Bifreis Miishtei Bimei Tumoso Ad Shetispeya Vitit Veil Velo Yitash Mishlevat Elo Bishum Dovo Lo Yiskari Vileo Afilo Bidvori Imargilim Lealvo Lo Yidab Yobem Nilo Avo Mutel Yisiach Edimo Velo Yiga Bo Afilo Bez Baktano Velo Yeshik Miyodo Liyodo Shum Dove Velo Yikablenu Miyodo Velo Yichalim Ala Shulchot. Now, so there are many achokes by Nido, many achokes, but not all the achokes have the same status. Let's say if there is kirub basar, so then according to the Rambam, there is malchus. If there is kirub basar, in other words, and kirub basar doesn't mean dafke chibuk v'nishuk. If a fellow holds hands with a girl, and all girls are nidays, so according to the Rambam, it's chayv malchus. But when does the Rambam say that it's a lav deraisa, vel nisho benidas to moso, lo sikraf legalis al moso, oleo? So that's only if he does it derech taiva. That's a loshna Rambam. Chopalef milches isurbi al chalef. Kol abo alevom naarayes derech ivorim o yishchibak v'noshak derech taivo v'neme v'kirub boso harizalekim nateiro. Shenema livuti asois mechukis ateivis. V'nema lisikrevu legalisel. Kelema lisikrevu lidvorim amivin lidgileo. That's the Rambam shit. So, but even according to Rambam, only as the Shach points out, I mean, there is no doubt that that's in the shit as a Rambam. Only when he does it derech taivo. The Rambam says, if somebody, that it's not a proper thing to kiss a achise agdeiro, his sister, agdeiro. So he says, maise tipshinu, maise isa. But of course there is no isa deraise, and it's not even a real isa derabonon. The Rambam doesn't call it isa derabonon. He calls it maise isa. Hamechabeik, the Rambam in Perichof Alev Mechaz Yisurei Biya Aloche Vov Hamechabik Achas Mna Arayes Shein Libi Shalodom Nekvi Aleyen Hoi Shenoshak Lachas Men Gein Achise Agdeiro Vachise Mei Vachayetze Ben Af Al Pi Shein Shom Taibe Vlano Yeklal Harei Ze Mikune Biyei Seyer Vidovor Osoru Umay Se Tipshimu. He says Dovor Osoru, so it means, but he doesn't say that it's Osam Rabbonon. He says vidovar osor, that also means it's osor. But there is a difference. Vidovar osor, umayis tipshimu, shein krevim le'av klal bein deilo bein tano chutz me'im libno ve'yov libite. So only when he does it derech taiva. So that is if there is kiruv basar mamish. But suppose there is no kiruv basar, so still, Baishtenido, the Chachomim enacted special achokis. That any nigi is osa. And even sometimes certain things that do not involve nigi is also osa. Is also osa. In other words, a Baal, Baishtenido, is not allowed to hand over change to his wife while she's a nido. He's not allowed to hand over change to her. So, in other words, if he has to give her something, he has to put on the table. So that's only as the Chumash Rashba says. I mean, no one is makpid when someone goes to a store, so and they buy something. So no one is makpid. I mean that not to take change from a woman, even if she's a married woman. So the Chumash Rashba says that these achokes apply only to Ishtinito, because libegazbo, so melech can. Yusif the Hagaldama. But another woman, whether she's an Ido and even if she's an Ishishish, so these achokes do not apply. Only by Ishtini. That's in regard to the extra achokes. But as far, let's say, as the Israel of Kiruv Basar is concerned, so really doesn't make any difference. Ishtini do or a Pnuyo Nido. So just as the Isa Kores or Boala Nido, this Chayiv Kores. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's Boal Ishtei while she's a Nido, or it's Boal Apnuyo while she's a Nido, it's Chayv Kores. So let's say according to the Rambam, that Kiruv Basar is Chayv Malkes, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Ishtei Nido or Apnuyo in Nido, if there is Kiruv Basar, if there is Nigia Derech Taive. So Mele is Chayv Malkes. It's Chayv Malkes. And according to Rambam, there is no Malkes. He says that Roshe in the Safro is Nasmachte, but with Rabbonon it's an Iser of Kiruv Basar. With Rabbonon it's an Iser of Kiruv Basar. And the Rambam says that there is Makas Mardus. If somebody is Mechabik Minashik Derech Taivo, one of the arayas. So there is Machas Mardus. That's why the Rambam, when he says, Hamechabik achas min arayish, let's say, achis agdelo, resent, I mean. So then, Harizemikune b'yeseya v'dover osaru. He doesn't say that it's osar min rabbonon. Because if it would be osar min rabbonon, so then there would be Machas Mardus too. For this, there is no Machas Mardus. This is a different kind of an iser. He says, "Vidavarosu umaisetipchimu." So, sheinkrim le'avuklal. But if it is done derech taibo, so then, according to the Rambam, there is ilav deraisa, there is malkes, and according to the Rambam, so it's not ilav deraisa, but there is makas mardus, there is a makas mardus. All right, now, so that's one kind of Isa. But then, so this kind of Isa, let's say, the Isa Bia Benido, the Isa Kores, applies to Ishte Nido and to Pnuyo, to any woman who is a Nido. The Isa of Kirubosa, whether it's the Raisa, there is Malkes, or the Rabbonon, also applies to Ishte Nido or to a Nido in Pnuyo. Whether it's with Raisa or with Rabbonon, it applies the same way. Mashinkin, the extra chokis, that arosa, even though it's not on the rechtaim, like being meishit, or luikablenu miyodo, and so on, or not to eat from the same kare, so these things apply only to ishtim. Alright. Oh, v'liyechalimo, v'liikablenu miyodo, v'liyechalimo la'shulchon, v'intzorech leimar bikorachas. V'davke biyomim orishenim, שהיו להם שולחונס קטנים, כל אחד לבד על שולחונס, אבל הוא ידנה שרגילים רבים לאכל על שולחן אחד מותר, ובלבד שיעשו שום הכר, כגן שפיריש למפה לבד הוא ייתן שום דובר ביניהם להכר, כי קם קם הוא יקיקה וחייץ בהם. One second. Now this, there is a מחלקס, רשיינים on that. The sheet is a Rambam is that even by each tenido is only osir to eat from the same plate. But on the same table, it's muter. It's muter. Yudalev Milchas Yisurei Biye Haloche Yudches V'yosor Leodom Sheyidbak B'yishtei B'shivas Yom Nikiyim Eyo V'af Alpi Shehi B'ksuso V'hu B'ksusei V'lo Yikhavlo V'lo Yigabo Afilu Be'etz Baktano V'lo Yeichalino B'kor Achas. From the Rosh Rambam. Yeah, alright. So only because the same car, but the same shulchan, it is mutter. Because of a raibetzal, onu neyagim afilu al shulchan echo. V'chein because of rabachet. Now, the tour says, v'liyechlima la shulchan, not like the Rambam. V'intzolchlima bikorachas. So then the tour says, v'davke biyom morisheinim, shohoyu len shulchan estanis, kolechot levade al shulchanet. אבל יידנה שרגילים רבים לאכל על שולחן אחד מותר ובלבד שיעשו שם הכר כן שפירס לימה פה לבד או יידנה שמדובר ביניהם להכר כן קם קם הוא יקיקה וחייץ בהם. So the tour says that only בזמן חזר, when the derech was that every person used to eat at a small table by himself, they didn't eat at one big table, but everyone ate at a small table by himself. But husband and wife, so they ate at the same small table by themselves. So Mele, if the many do so, they'll also do it, so it's conducive to have a double. Masha'inke, today, where the practice of people is that the whole family, and if they are guests, so they all eat at the same long table. Some mele, so the husband and wife are allowed to eat at the same table at the same time, even while she's an idol, because then it's not conducive to have a gavo. But the Torah says, "Avol yidne sherigilin rabin lechel al shulchan echod muta." But he adds something: "Uvil vache yasu shum heker kigein shepirishli mapo levado yitin shum dava b'neim leker." So that means that even if the practice is to eat, that the whole family eats at the same table, so then husband and wife are allowed, remain to do so, to eat at the same table, but he still should set up a certain heker. Any heker, you put a napkin and beneath the dishes from which he eats, or you put something, but without the heker, it's mashma from the Torah. Then it's also even if the practice is to eat at the same table. That's how it's mashma. Where did he get it? So you see, the Beis Yosef mentions. So you see that there are many Rishonim who are more makir than the Torah. You see, the Torah is only makir if the practice is the whole family eats from the same table, and in addition there is a heker. Doesn't require a big heker, any little heker, any big heker, even if he is previously mapolibad. So a heker is required in addition to the fact that they all eat from the same table, generally. Mashenkin, the other Rishonim, say no, if the practice is that the whole family eats from the same table, not that every single person eats from a small table, so then we don't require any heker. So then it's muter without any heker. Now let's see what the Beis Yosef mentions. So the first lotion in the Rosh is that you don't even require a heker. If the practice is that all the Bnei Abayis eat on the same table, so then it's not the Rechibo, it's not conducive to Agud Dobo, you don't require any heker. But then he says, Zeshite, V'yeish she'eisim heker b'neiem, V'have ki mo'ishnaim she'ich l'yachad zebosom zegvin. So like this, it's also, but if you make a heker on the same table, one can eat gvino and one can eat bosom. So here too. So that's another Rosh, but that's not the sheet of the Rosh. The Rosh, it's mashma, that if the practice is that the whole family eats on the same table, so it's not nira derechibo, so it's muta without the heker. But they are machmir. So it is remarkable, I mean, it's a little strange. The Torah usually follows the shita of the Rosh. And according to the Rosh shita is that if the practice is to eat on the same table, then we don't require an heker. But since the Rosh mentioned another shita of the Chumre, that even when the practice is to eat on the same table, so it still requires a heker, so he mentioned like that. But the Rosh shita is not like that. The Rosh shita is more liquid. And then, from the Ramo in the Akemeshe, you see the Ramo, Ishchonoch doesn't say it, but the Ramo in the Akemeshe says, Uvidine Yiseu hu aminek b'chol mokeim shelo yisi sheichel esimei al shulchan echot avoloi b'korachas. It doesn't say that it requires that. So in other words, from the psak of the Dark, the Ramo in the Akemeshe is like the Rosh, that if the practice is that the whole family eats at the same table, so then it's not a rechibo, and then it's mutar libal to eat together with ishtenido at the same table without egg. That's the psak. But the two paskins like the second version, the yeshe isimekele. Alright, that's it. Now, what is this Rambam? So the old Hashulchan says that when the Rambam says, the implication being, but by Shulchan Echot, it's Muteah. So it's also based upon this fact that the practice is that the whole family eats. But it's not Mashma that it is Rambam. After all, the Rambam didn't write his Sefer for people who have a specific lifestyle. Certain fact, after all, the Rambam wrote the Yod HaZoko for Klal Yisrael and for all generations. I mean, what is it? It's a Klal Kavua that people now at Seif Kol Aderes will have to eat at the same table. I mean, suppose in a certain place the practice is that every person eats by himself on a small table. There are certain places where this practice prevails. Where this practice prevails. That everyone eats by a small table for himself. So in some of the Oriental countries, so there is such a practice. So why does the Rambam say just that Bikara Achas Itzosa? So it's mashma that the Rambam Shita is that when the Mishnah says Lo Yechla Azovim Azove, it means from one kare, not from one table. In other words, and according to the Rambam, there's the Pashtus, Loshna Rambam, even if the practice is that every person eats by himself, and husband and wife eat together at the same table. So even the Minidoso eats muta to eat from the same small table, as long as they don't eat from the same karo, because not everything that looks the rechibo, the Chachamim answered, only certain things that are conducive to Avodah. So eating from the same karo is conducive to Avodah. But eating from the same table, even in a place where the practice is that everyone, except for husband and wife, eats by a table for himself, so it's still muta for husband and wife, even based on us. That's mashma the Shit Ram. Then the Oroch HaShulchan says something else. He says that, but the Oroch HaShulchan explains the Rambam agrees with the Rosh. Of course, the Rambam doesn't require Heke, but according to HaShulchan, the Rambam agrees with the Rosh. And he says, so he's only Mati Al Shulchan Echot if the practice is for the whole family to eat from the same table. The same thing. But he says that the Raivet actually agrees with the Rambam, because the Roshi of the Raivet is Kosva Raivet Zal Onu Neagin Al Fila Shulchan Echot. So in other words, the Raivet considers it only as a Chumre. So he says, we are Machmir, but with Saladin, I don't think that this is the Pshat in the Raivet. The reason is why the Raivet uses the Roshi Onu Neagin, because the Raivet was aware of the Adashite. So Menele, he doesn't want to say, I mean, the Rambam is not sound. What the Rambam says is not sound. So he says, only the Yagim, because we have a different shite, that the Chachomim Asa didn't al Shulchan Echot. Al Shulchan Echot. But it's very likely that the reason as to why the Raivet is chilek on the Rambam, and he says, afil al Shulchan Echot, because the Raivet assumed that the Rambam Asa is mismati al Shulchan Echot, even in the case where the practice of people is to eat by at a separate table for himself or herself, except the husband and wife, they always sit at the same table. So even in such a case, the Rambam is matir to eat for the husband and wife to eat at the same table, based on Dosa. So then he says, no, in such a case, we asa al shulchan echad. But in the case where, in the place where the practice is for everybody to eat at the same table, all the nebayim at the same table, then the rabbi is maybe agrees with the rosh. I mean, that's very like anyway. So the rosh it is. So it seems like this: the biggest makel in this inyan is the Rambam. According to the Rambam, so al shulchan echad it's muta for a baal to eat with his wife, even if the practice is that everyone eats at a separate table for himself, and husband and wife are the only ones who eat together at this small table by itself. So even in such case, they are allowed, b'meini doso, to eat together at the same table. He's the biggest maker. That's the Rambam shita. And then there is the shita of the Rosh, that if the practice is for everyone to eat at a separate table, then it's also for husband and wife, basically also to eat at the same table. But if the practice is for all the Nebayis to eat at one table, then it's muta for husband and wife to eat at the same table, basically also. Even without Eker. And then there is the Shita of the Rosh, that even if the practice is for all the Nebayis to eat at the same table, but it's only muter for Baal v'ishtenido to eat at the same table if they make it. Alright. So we have three shittes. Umutorim v'ishtezeh ha'chazeh b'kisechot. Because of v'sifra atrum, I suppose. V'nei agim l'hafzik, or v'sifra mitzvah, sorry. V'nei agim l'hafzik, or domachem v'nei. V'lo yeshev, v'mito ham yuchedeso. So in other words, that it's only muter rishtei zeach hazeh b'keis echod if another person intervenes. So then it doesn't look, it's not conducive to halakha. But if the baal yishetze after ishtei b'keis echod immediately without anyone in between drinking from the cup, so then it is conducive to halakha. Because this is more conducive to Hagdo. Viloi is takil afilo ba'akeim. Viloi b'chol amkeim is amachusis. Viroi lo shetiyachit bodun menituso, kri shiye shneim zeichim tov. In other words, why became she? Because if not for the time, so it is gone al bayro, so the Chachomim considered the iskashtis of the woman as necessary for some bayis. If not for that time, then the Chachomim would have answered kishud also, because kishud itself. Is something that might be conducive to Agudah. But the Chachomim did not ask that because of the Tam Shal Dizgan Albay. Kol milo cheshoi shoi soli baylo nido isoli chutz mimzigas keis shazu asu olim zigla keis la nichlefon ala shulchon elim kintase shemeke kin shetanecheno ala shulchon yatzmeo oi tanecheno, because these are tashmishim of chivo. It's not ordinary tashmishim. Oy tamichenu la'kar u'yakesis. Afilu b'yad yimino. You see the aloche, the Mishnah says in Ksuves, that there are certain aloches that a woman, a wife, is required to do to her husband. So that depends upon the means of the husband and the standards of the wife. In other words, if the husband has the means to take in one maid, so then there are certain melochas that the woman is ptur. The Mishnah mentions if the husband has the means to take in two maids, so again the wife becomes relieved of Adam Lachas. So then the Mishnah says, suppose the husband is very rich, so then he can take in Meyo Shifchos. So then even if she has 100 maids, but there are certain melachos that the wife is mechuyevus to the husband. These are linzik lesag akos leatzia mito, because these are tashmishim of chivon. So on the contrary, when she is not a nido, so she is mechuyevus to do it to the husband, even if ichnisa lemeyo shifros. So why? Because why is she mechuyevus? How is it she's not supposed to cook and to bake if there is a shifro and these she's mechuyevus even if there are 100 shifres? Because these are important for the marital relationship. In other words, these are tashmishim of chivo. So for the same reason, the halacha is that these tashmishim, so arasuro is one she cannot do while she is an idol, because they are tashmishim of chibur. We also latzia mitosim bifonov vidaf ke prisastinim vamichse shudar chibur avratzo asakarim vachsoseis sheyish bitereach vein ider chibur shor. In other words, to set the mattress right, she is allowed while she is an idol, but to put a blanket, that she is not allowed while she is an idol. We shall be fond of hakel muta, because then it's not conducive to agudov. Afilu hu yedei ashim atzeis eso. We asur olitzik limayim lircheit hu pono vyodo veraglov. Afilu inu nigazbe, because many achokes are required, even though they do not involve nigi in any way, because libe gazbo. So the melee it's conducive to agudov. Uchsheim shasur olim ziklei. But only if it's miyuchet. But if, let's say, he gives from the keishel broche, he gives to others too, so then it's not awesome. Melibuno is called after she made the Hefsek Tara and she starts counting the Zayniki. So because there is a Shites Yochit, the Ravyo, so that says Melibuno is Muter, so that's why the Torah says it doesn't make any difference. V'cholila achokes tzorech laharchik bein midus hamamesh bein melibuno shein misvoso, even on the seventh day of the Zayniki. So also all the achokes are required. V'inchiluk v'choleilu v'inreye mamesh l'meitze kesem. Even if she didn't have a flow of dam, just kesem, so she's only in middle of the rabbanon, so the same achokes apply. Call the tikkun rabbanon ken reise tikkun. So just as in either the reise the chachomim or misakin certain achokes, so we got in either the rabbanon on the basis of ksomim, the chachomim or misakin all the achokes. Alright. Hayavodom, lifes meishteg meitumoso at shetispeo vetitpe. Vafilisho asos banoruch velitovlo tomid hi vinidoso at shetitpe. Now, it's Joseph Sheposki, he has to mention that. What is it? I mean, how can anyone make such a mistake? I mean, the answer is, as far as the Isser Kores is concerned, it does not have to be mentioned. And as far as the Issa of Kiruv Boso, whether it's in Lav Deraisa with Malkes or it's in the Rabbonon, Makas Mardus, so it doesn't even have to be mentioned. But because, I mean, how could one say anything different? But one could argue that in regard to the Achokes, that the Chachomim required, Davkel Gabi Ishtinigo. So there we could say that perhaps he's not mechuyev to be peiris mishtei only if she's not ready yet to go tefillin. So mimele, there is this yok. Mashein kein, if she already finished counting the zaynikin, but she didn't go tefillin. So, but since it's biyodo to go tefillin, so mimele, there is no gzeire. One could argue that way. So that's why he says, Vafilishos as Manoch Ritovo, Tommy the Benedusa in regard to all the Achokes. Adjective Vilo Yisrei, Vilo Yokel, Reishimo, Vafilo Bidvori, Shemo Yargil Laver. Now, what does it mean, Vilo Yisrei, Vilo Yokel, Reishimo, Vafilo Bidvori? In other words, he's not allowed to laugh when the wife, the Nido, is around. I mean, that's inconceivable. But this is based upon upon Ovis de Rabnosen. So, the Ovis de Rabnosen says, a Zeus Yog, she also saw Teiron Yvorel. Ze Shenema, Velisho Vinidas to Mosso, the Sikraf, the Galis of Mosso, Allah, the Hayam. Minayin, Zaf, Shom Yachabek, Minashi, Kesishte, Kishin Nidam. So, according to the Rambam, it's a Rosh Gemura, and there is Malchus. Then, the Ovis de Rabnosen proceeds, and he says, Minayin Shaloi Yokeil, Shaloi Yisrak, Yokeil Reishimo. So, the Rambam says, Afilo Bidvorim, he explains it, Shenema Aloi Sikrek Legali Savoso Alao B'chayam. Now, there is no doubt that even according to the Rambam, that there is a chiyuv of malchus for kiruv. So then there is no malchus. Does anyone have the first chelik Rambam? I don't have it. The first chelik Rambam. No. The Rambam, in Perek Chaf Aleph Resur Bi Aloch Aleph says, Kol Abo Aleh Avo Min Arayes Derech Ivorim Oy Shechova Shechibek Vinishik Derech Taivo Vineme Bikirubos Arizlei Kematev Kleim Aloy Sikrovo Lidvorim Hamevin Lidgileo. So if there is Kirubos or Derech Taivo, so there is Malchus. Then he says, "Now Rabbi, so he said, 'Dolom chukeselu harayuchoshen la'arayes, v'yoso liodom likhets biyodo uviraglo oyliom meiz beino le'achas min la'arayes oylisrekim oylohokul reish ve'afilu lo'riach psomim sholeo oylahabit biyofyo osim." The Rambam was a big daiken in his loshen. You see, in Aloche Aleph, he says, if there is kiruv posa mamesh derech taivo, so then there is malchus. In Aloche Beis he says, v'yoso lo'odom likritz biyodov v'viraglov u'liom izbeinov la'achas m'arayis. It also means derech taivo in a vulgar way. In other words, winking at a woman in a vulgar way. Even though there is no kiruv posa, so that's also a sa. But malchus not. Malchus there is. Malchus there is only if there is kiruv posa derech taivo. But suppose he winks Likhez biyodo biraglov liom is beinov leachas minarayes. It means in a vulgar way. So that's also oilis rekimo lehokoreish. That's also also. And then the Rambam says vafilu loriach psomim shaleo oilahabit biyofyo. Biyofyo it means also derech tayv mischavi lehemis also also. But why doesn't the Rambam say v'yoso l'odom likritz biyodov? So we understand this why the Rambam didn't include likritz biyodov biraglov liom izbeinov together with chibak v'nishak v'chibak v'noshak, because chibak v'nishak derech tayv v'noshak derech tayvo, so there is malchus. But keiretz reimei izbeinov lachas v'narayes v'tzeichikimo and mekilrei shimo, even derech tayv, even if he does it in a vulgar way, there is no malchus. There is no malchus. So he couldn't include it together with chibur v'nishuk. But the Rambam has three categories here. One category is chibur v'nishuk, kiruv posa mamash. A second category is keiretz biyodov biraglov reimis beinov seichikim omikoreish. And then he says va'afilu lo'riach psomim shaleo. He means also mischavel hemis or lehabit biyofio osa when he's mischave lehemis. Umakin li mischave li dovozeh makas ma'am. So of course everything has reference to the case where he's mischave, where he's mischave lehemis. So, but why didn't he say? Why didn't he say v'yosav li'odom nikhil v'yodom v'radol v'yodom 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 v'yodom. Why did he have to say v'yafimu lo'riach v'yodom 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 v'yodom? In other words, it's a separate category. We have three categories in the Rambam. One category in the Rambam is when he's chibur v'nishim. So then there is malchus. Another category is with kiris biyodov raglov or yirimis beinov lachas minarayis or yisechekim or lokalesh. What did it mean yisechekim or lokalesh? It doesn't mean he left together with that. There is no isa for a husband to left together. Suppose that something funny, they left at something that is very humorous. So there's an isa. Just because his wife is in Yidro, he's not allowed to left with her together. I mean, that's inconceivable. But it means yisechekim or lokalesh means he's not allowed to even verbally to play in a vulgar way. That's what kalus reish means. What the obvious Ramnosa says. In a vulgar way. In other words, flirt with her. In a vulgar way. Even though it's all done verbally. But so that is also osir. Then vafiu loriach somim shaleo labit biyofi osir. Now, the question is, Bishleime Kirut Biyodo had to be mentioned separately, because separately from Chibur Nishik. Chibur Nishik, there is Malkes, Kiris Biyodo Baraglo, there is no Malkes. Just Makas Marus. When he does it, Bikavone, Derech Taim. But why does he mention Kiris Biyodo Baraglo separately from Loriach Tomim Shaleo, or Lahabit Biyofio? Because he says, "Ve'afilu loriach somim shaleo l'abi biyofio," is also. In other words, "Keres biyodo biraglof" is more chomer than loriach somim shaleo l'abi biyofio. Why is it more chomer? Then the Rambam concludes, "Umakin li'mischavin, u'mischavin li'dovaze makas ma'adus." So even loriach somim shaleo. So if he does it derech taive, there is makas ma'adus. So why does he say that? First of all, why does he say Vafil? What's the difference? And then he says Vafil lori achtom shal rabbi biyofios. Now let's see the lashon of the lashon of the obvious Rav Nosson is the lashon of Rav Nosson. Minayin shuli chabim minashikis shnei marunisho minas demoshal istikam galbi savoso oleo v'chayev. And then minayin shuli yischakimo v'ikale v'yokel reishimo. Also the obvious Rav Nosson also says. Let's see the Lashon HaRamba in the small Sefer HaMitzvahs before the Sefer HaMadoh. So he mentions in the lab, he mentions not only Chibur v'Nishuk, Chirub Bosa Mamish. According to the Rambam, there is Malkis, but he mentions Remize Kvitze and Zechikimo, Mekoreish in the same as Remize Ukvitze. It doesn't mean Zechikimo, he laughs together with her. There is no Isa of laughing together. It means when he laughs in a vulgar way, and he talks vulgar language to her. So that is also midrashic. That comes within the love. But Malkus there isn't. Why? I mentioned many times, there are certain love in the Torah where the Ika love has referenced one Isa. But Chazal deduced from that love other Isa into it. So then Malkus there is only for the Iser that the Pshutish Mikro has reference to. But the things that are deduced through the Drosh, but the Pshutish Mikro does not have reference to it, so there is no Malkus. So then it's like a lafshe becholos in respect to the yisah that is not implicit in the traditional mikol, but is deduced through droshes. It's mashmoy is a posik, but it has a din of lafshe becholos. For example, if the Rambam says in Sifra Mitzvahs and also in Melachim, in Lechaz Melachim, that if someone chops down and eats machal, he's chayim malkes, because it says loisashkes. But the Rambam says in Sifra Mitzvahs, ubichlal lavze nichlal eni ashrosim, just jereyab godim, bechamose, not eats machal, but malkes there isn't. Malkes there isn't. So, if somebody is Kerei Abgon, Chamos says, and Rambam says, there is Makas Marcus. Malkes there is only if he's Kerei Senates, a tree. So why? Because the judicial mikro has reference, with Ashmes is saying something. So the judicial mikro has reference to an eight. But Chazal induced from that posik any other Ashfoses, any other Hefsedi, any other Ibud Mome, when it's done just like that, without a purpose. But that's not the Ikar Yisya. So the Mela, there is no Malkis. So here too, the Ikalav of Elisha, Benidastim Wosol, Misikrav, Begalis Wosol, Belbechayero, the Pshudishal Mikro has reference to Kiruv Bosa Mamesh, Kiruv Bosa Derech Taive. Let's say, Mechabek, Minashim, Derech Taive. But, the obviously, Rav Nosson deduces any other Rivatic experience, even if it does not involve Kiruv Bosa Mamesh, like winking and flirting in a vulgar way, so that also comes within the lab, but it doesn't come within the traditional mikro. This is deduced by the droshe of the Ovis Rabnos, of the Ovis Rabnos. So mimele, it comes within that lab. It comes in the lab. That's why the Rambam mentioned that, but he doesn't mention loriach psomim shalel, even if he does it derech taibe. So that doesn't come within the lab. That's only osam derabonon. That's why the Rambam has three separate categories. Kolabo aleh avom narai is derech imbolim v'shchiba v'noshek derech taibe v'nyane v'kiru bosar arayz leikim ateiro. So that's the traditional mikron, there is malkis. But, as the Rambam says in the small sifra mitzvahs, in Lav Shimon Gimel, shall we carry barayas before him? I'm feeling it, Gilervo, Gehibu, Venishu, Gomizo, Kvitzo, Shenema, Al Koshi, Obsori, Lisikri, Ligali, Servo, Mipiashmu, Elom, Tishazor, Likiro, Famivili, Gilervo. So, even Remizo, Kvitze, this vulgar practice of winking, that is also a Kiro, Famivili, Gilervo. But Malkas, there isn't. Because that's not implicit in Pshudishal Mikro, but it comes within the law. Masheinke, lo riach psomim shalel, lahavit biyofyo, even if he's mischavelenis, that's only a misrabon. So that's why the Rambam mentions here three separate categories, and that's the reason why he says, vaafilo lo riach psomim shalel, or lahavit biyofyo, but that is only misrabon. But even though it's only misrabon, but there is makas mardus for misrabon too. But it's three separate categories. Yes.
Can it be an alternative to all the other cases, aren't they something that where the woman knows what the man does, that's something where the man does it, but the woman might not even notice that he's doing it.
All right, suppose he does it in such a way, that the woman notices,
But doesn't
Rambam
seem to say in the other cases that it's where she's noticeable of what he's doing?
That is not an important element, because even if the woman is not aware of it, but he knows what he's doing, so maybe it's conducive to Gilalbo. So it's maybe Gilalbo. But it's mashma, and the Rambam says, Ve'afil, after all, why the fact whether the woman notices or not should not have any weight insofar as the Chimer Yisrael is concerned. What difference does it make as insofar as the Chimer Yisrael is concerned, whether the woman notices or not? So, and the Rambam says, Vafil, that is also, so in other words, this is not as humble as Keretz or Remes, like winking. Winking is considered is considered an erotic experience, and it comes within the love. If it's done derech tayvim, in a vulgar way, so it's considered an erotic experience, and it comes within the love. But there is no malchus, only when there is kilun bosa mamish. Masheinke lahabit biyofyo, even his mischavlenis, doesn't come within the love. It doesn't come within the love. It only is osam derabonon. It's all because of exeire. So mimele the Rambam says bafyo. Alright. So now, according to the Ovis Ramnosin, it comes, and according to the Rambam, the small Sefer HaMitzvahs, and Shin Gimel, it comes out in the lab, but there is no Malkes. So why does he say Shem Yagla Aviro? The answer is, the Ovis Ramnosin says that the Chiluk in Ishu is also a Midraisi, and according to the Rambam, it's Idrosh Gmure. So in other words, it's Zeus Yog Shosu Sotero Vidvorel. So in other words, this is an example of a Niser that the Torah itself bases it upon Nisyon. Bases upon Nisyon. Avol mutel is yachid imo, v'chivim shebo leo pamachas, su lo itakif yitzre. We discussed the various shittes, whether Suga Bashishanim doesn't apply, or it does apply, but there is a special zere. I mean, it's not clear from the Russian of the Mechada. The Psak of the Ramor we saw is like the Raibet. He's only Machmir, he says, that Neyagim Machmir. But the Psak of the Ramor is like the Raibet, that the Aloha of Suga Bashishanim applies even before Bor El Bilas Mitzvah. But before his Bor El Bilas Mitzvah, so Balaimo, there is a special Isa. It requires to Shmiras. But by Yehim, Yichud is not even Mosin. All right. לא ייגע בו אפילו לדחתנו, יש לי יודו יודו של דובו, לא יקבל לנו יודו, שם הוא ייגע בבשורו, וכן על די זריקם יודו יודו, אל הפך עושה. לא ייך עלימו על השולחון, אלו אם כן יש שום שינו, שיהיו שום דובו מפסיק בין קורא שלי וקורא שלו, לחם הוא יקנקה, אוי שייך על כל אחד במאפה שלי. So in other words, the Mechaba Pasuk is like the two. Not like the Rambam, not like the Rosh, because according to the Rosh, according to the Rosh, so it's muter if the practice is for all the Levites to eat on the same shulchan without hefsek. But the Torah is that even if the practice is for all the Levites to eat on the same shulchan, it still require a hefsek, and there's the pesach of the mechaber. Now, v'yeshen, Rambam says, hod itzrichen hefsek b'mkoro shalei mikoro shalo haine davke kishin eichlin b'koro achas. Kishiteo, Avoli Mechlin, because Achas, Kishiteo, Sagei Micheles, because of the Atzmo, Vinzori Hekarach. So then, Vichei Nea. Now, the Ramor doesn't mention here what is Hishite. Suppose, because the Mechaba Paskit, the Lechlin Molashuchon, and he probably means Alashulchon, even the place where the practice is that all the Levites eat the same shulchan, because it appears from the Rishonim that in the time of the Rishonim that was the usual practice. So in the time of the Mechaber it was probably also the usual practice, and still he says Alim Kedei Shum Shinu. So it's mashma that the Paskins like the Torah, but from the Ramo in the Archimedes, it's mashma that he passes like the Rosh. He says, the Ramo in the Akevesha says, that the Minik in our Mekemes is that on the same Shulchan they eat. And he doesn't mention it. Here, so we would expect the Ramo to say that here too. But here he doesn't mention it. However, the Ruch HaShulchan says, that the Minik, B'chol HaMekemes is not to be makbit, to make a heker. So in the days of the Hashulchan, so that was a universal practice, that they did not make any heker. Why? Because they relied on the sheet of the Rosh, except that the Hashulchan doesn't mention that is the sheet of the Rosh. He attributes that sheet to the Rambam. But it seems to me that the Rambam sheet, the Rambam is a more maker. But he doesn't mention it, he doesn't attribute it to the Rosh, he attributes it to the Rambam. So he says, so the reason is why the universal practice is that people today are not makbid to make a heker is because they rely on the Shittas HaRambam, or they assume that even though the Tur and the Mechaba both say that it's only Muter if there is a Heker, but the Ramoshita is even without Heker. Why? Because the Ramos says on the Archimage, even though here he doesn't say it. Here he only says, V'yishemrin, Poditzrichim Hefzek, V'mkoro Shalei, V'mkoro Shalo, Hanidavke, Kishineichlu, V'mkoro Achas, Kishiteiro. Avo, Imeichlu, V'mkoro Achas, Kishiteiro, Sagei, Michelez, V'mkoro, V'mkri Atzmo, V'mtsori Chekrache. So I would say, I mean, of course, the Bach doesn't explain the Ramo that way. You'll see, I mean, the Shach mentions what the Bach says. The Bach mentions a certain chumra here. But I would say, I mean, in line with what the Orach HaShulchan says, and in line with what the Ramo himself says in the Archimedes, that when the Ramo says, Avo imechlim bikor achas kishin tehero, so sage imichelez bikorom bifni atzmo vintzori cheker acher, so it means, even if it is a place where the practice is that every person eats at a small table by himself or herself, and husband and wife eat at the same table. But if based on also their practice is that they both eat from the same plate, so the male they are allowed to eat from different plates at the same table, even if the practice in that mokim is to that everyone eats at a separate table for himself or herself. If the practice is for all the bayis and all the guests to eat at the same table, then it's mutar to eat at the same table even without a practice be made taroso to eat from the same cup. In other words, listen, there are more mentions here in Kule. There are more mentions in Kule that if the practice of the husband and wife, of a particular husband and wife, be made taroso to eat from the same kare, so then we may need also they can eat from the same thing. The implication being that if the practice of the husband and the wife, even be made also, is to eat from separate kares. I mean, today most people, I mean, who eats? I mean, which couple eats from the same kare? I mean, no one does it. So the implication from this Ramor is that if the practice of the husband and wife in Meita Rosa is to eat from different kares, then they cannot eat remain nidoso at the same thing. Only if the practice of the husband and wife be Meita Rosa is to eat even from the same kare, so then be made nidoso. If they eat from different kares, even at the same table, so there is a sufficient taken. Masha'inke, if the practice of the husband and wife, we made taroso, is to eat from different kares, then the implication of the Ramoy is that it's also for the husband and wife to eat at the same table, we may need also from different kares, because then there is no heker. This is how one is tempted to understand the Ramoy. But then this Ramo would be contrary to what Ramo says in the Archimedes. Why should we introduce a machleket between the Ramo and Ramo? So, in order to reconcile the Ramo in the Archimedes, who says explicitly that if the derech of people is for all the bnibayis and all the guests to eat at the same table, then it's muter for the husband and wife to eat at the same table. For husband and wife to eat at the same table without the heker. And here he seems to imply that it's only mutar for husband and wife to eat at the same table if the practice of the husband and wife in mitaroso is to eat from the same kare. But if the practice is we mitaroso to eat from different kares, so then we may nidoso, they're not allowed to eat even at the same table. The answer is we can reconcile the two ramos. There is no mystery. We don't have to say that there is a machlekes between Ramo in the Archimedes and Ramo here. The Ramo in the Archimedes, he says that if the practice, if in that in a certain mocking, the practice of people is that all the nebayis and all the guests of the house eat at one table, so then it's muta for husband and wife to eat at the same table without heck. That's one. Here he mentions another call. not a kulei, that if suppose the practice is Nisargan Moke, that every single person eats at a separate table for himself or herself, but just husband and wife eat at the same small table. So then it is also for husband and wife basically also in such a place to eat at the same table. So he says, even in the Moke, where the practice is that every person eats at a separate table for himself or herself, but if the practice of a certain husband and wife, bimei taroso, is to eat from the same kare, then they can eat at the same small table and from different kares, even in a moke, where the practice, the universal practice is that everyone eats at the table for himself. You see, that. So then we'll reconcile the Ramah here with the Ramah in the Akimish. Alright. The Chayneyak. Yei Sheimrim, Shoso Lelechel, Mishiyore Machel Shalom. Mishoso Lishtis, Mishiyore Kei Shalom. Uchmei Sheiz Boyer. Lo Yishte, Mishiyore Kei Sheshosa Sohim. Im Lo Shemafzi Kodom Acha Bineyem. So, this, everybody agrees that one is not allowed, and that's, there is a Yechochet from the Gemara in Shabbos, the story of Tony de Melio, Talmid Echot, who was Nenesh. So from that Gemara, it's mashma, from that Tony de Melio, so it's mashma that a husband is not allowed to drink from the same cup. Let's say, if his wife, the needle, drank tea, and she left over something. So, he is not allowed to drink from the same cup, the tea that was left over, the tea, the milk, the orange juice, whatever was left over. Because that's a practice of chibur that is conducive to avodah. So that comes within the achokes, the tarasos. So then, Ramo says, there's the two. But suppose somebody else first drinks, let's say one of the children. So let's say the woman drank orange juice and she left over. And then one of the children will drink after she drank. Then the husband is allowed to drink. Because then it's not so conducive to have a problem. In other words, another reason. Suppose he wants to drink, let's say the beverage that was left over in the course of his wife with an idol. So suppose she pours it into another glass, then he can drink it from the other glass. And not only that, once it is poured in another glass, even though it is poured back into the original glass, so he can also drink it. Because then it's not so conducive to have it. So in other words, why is it osir? It's osir. It's not on the basis of tume, because tume do not involve Yisurim. We are tumeim anyway. I mean, it's not shayach to say. So it's on the basis of ergo doma, because it's confusing. So when is there ergo doma? If the husband knows that his wife already drank from this cup. So then it's conducive to have a dog. But suppose the wife drank from that cup while the husband was out of the room. And the husband comes into the room and he doesn't know that the wife drank from that cup. He thinks that that's the way it was all the time, that his wife didn't drink from that cup. Or he thinks, let's say, one of the children drank from that cup and he's trying to take it. So the wife doesn't have to tell him, listen, I drank from that course, because as long as he doesn't know, it's not conducive to avodah.
What if he's nisuchah?
What?
What if he's nisuchah?
I don't know. V'im shoses ogun yedeya v'reitze lishtis mikei shaloyim itzrichal hagid leishal yisht. V'im uteres lishtis mikei shishos ogu. V'im shoses og mikeis v'holchalo yeshemrim shemutali lishtis hameisa.
So
ויוסר לישיב על סף שלו שמסנדדס ומחוברס לקיצר כשישתי נידו יישב עשר. So that is only שייך, let's say, if you have a very long, big rocking chair. So then the husband and wife will not be allowed to sit on the same safsol. So because, again, you know, it's like playing together. I mean, if it's a rocking chair. So then it's conducive to Avdom. V'yesh batilim kisholom acher mafzik v'yesh b'neim, even though it's misnadim. Again, for the same reason, because then it's not conducive to Avdom. V'chein lo yilech im mishti v'agol achas v'bisvin achas im hilich rak derech tiyu kein ligalei supadesim chayetz v'ze. Avol im hilich mi'il yiyo l'tzorch of muta. Avol pi shehu v'ishti him v'vadom. Uv'uvad sheyeshu v'derech shol yivu ze v'ze. Because then it's also if there is negin. Even though that negin is shalui v'kavone and it's certainly not derech taive, but bal b'ishti is also. Because of achot. Lo yishenimo b'mito afil kolechon b'migdei v'negin ze v'ze. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. V'afilu yesh l'cholechot matzo b'fnei atzmi. V'afilu im sheikh veis b'beis miteis v'amiteis negin zu v'zu osa. Lo yistakil afilu b'ikvo v'lo imkemis amchusin shepo. Avo mutal yistakil bo b'imkemis agluim. Afal pi shenene b'riyosa. Rolo shetiyachit lo b'godim l'mein yiduso. Kidei שיהיו שניהם זכרים תומית שהנידו וכן שיתירו לו לעסקה של נידוסו אלו כדי שלזדון על ביילו כל מלוכס שאויסו איסו לביילו נידו כל מלוכס שאויסו איסו לביילו נידו איסו חוץ ממציג את הקייס because that's מלוכס of חיבו שאסור למציג הקייס בפונו ושאוי בפונו it's not חיבו ולהניח לפונו על השולחון אלו אם כיתה זה שום הקר כי שתנחן על השולחון ביצמאיר או יתנחן על הקר או על הכסך אפילו ביד ימין. אסור להציע מטוסי בפונו. ודווקא פריס הסדינים והמכסה שהוא דרכיבו. אבל הצור הסקורם והחסוסי שהוא דרך ודרכיבו שור. ושלוי בפונו, חתל מוטר. אפילו ידי אשרו מצאסס, שי מצאסס. אסור ליציק למים לחצפונו ויודו ורגלוב. אפילו אם ניגז בהם. ואפילו הם מים צנים. כשם שאסור לינציק לי, כך הוא אסור לינציק לו. ולא יעיד עליו לשליח לו כשל יין עושה לו. עושה, לא ישנה כשל ברוכו, לא ישנה כסח, אם כשל ברוכו, אם הוא מיוחד. But suppose he gives from כשל ברוכו others too, so then it's not עושה. אבל אם שי סימהי מייסה הכויס, הוא שי עשיו הבשראי לסת. So the Mechaber emphasizes that even if others drink from the Keshel Broche, so she should drink after the others. Not that she should be the firstborn. Because if she is the firstborn, then it is conducive to Avodah. Koreu ha-choke sorich la-harchi bein b'mei nidoso, bein b'mei libuno. She'im kol yimei svoroso. What do you mean kol yimei svoroso? Means even the seventh day. And then the Rambam says, "V'yishem rim de'ir lehachni b'mei libuno b'inyan nisar achilo imo b'kor v'chein ne'agi lehotel b'zeh." Then he says, "V'yish lachni." This is a very strange shita. Why should there be a difference between mei nidoso and mei libuno? Mei nidoso means the 7 days. The 7 days. Mei libuno means after she made the hefsek tare, after she made the hefsek tare, then it's in Zayniki. So there is a shite that mei libuno it's muta. The darkening shevaitzu chvokosafti kein rishim aze. Omne matzose agoyiz mishin ravio vizel mishin neachal yim libun lekehav laver. Yitiv lechel imo. Kedi shetir tzal litvei, yichilo litvei. ועל זה רואיסי מכיר לי דמי ליבונו ואיניר אליסמך על זה ורביו יוחד so that Ramo in the Archimation mentions the name of Ravio that דמי ליבונו these are חוקס do not apply So he says, Rav Yochid Udor Zeh. All right. So he mentions the same thing. Now, let's see what the Shach says about it. V'yeshini. So here too, he says V'yesh l'achna. He says the same thing. So, V'yeshini comes on the Shindaka Meshi, maybe do something with Bunach, when it's boy, I wish sin and say, Om Matos Agoiz Bortash and Rav Yoach and Mibun, Leke Avlavir, V'tev Lechlim, Okin, Shittir Tzalib, Bein, Mechil, Atka, V'yur Halzer, O'yisi, Mekil, 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 והבח כוסף, דאפילו לפי זה, תימא מכירו, שעליהיתי, אם מקום תרביו, הסתיר עושה, שעליהיתי אלו מימה זיין שחי ימלימו, כדי שתשרץ הליבן, וגם לקה הר להעביר, דימוכי שמיובי אלו מימה זיין, כאילו שתיבלס לערב, וגם זוס לא תלושי, וישמי ליוחד, להתר איסר המפורסי בכל החבור, ולוחי נשליטוש ברבים דיסו את הרבי, הנדאיך למיחד מקור האחז ממי ליבונו, so that word, so the Rabbach says that even Rav Yo is only Matia, not in all Yemei Nibuno, but only the seventh day. So then it's not so conducive to have Aveiro, because after all, at night she's able to go to Tefillah and she'll be Materes for it. But in the previous days, before the seventh day, so even Rav Yo is made it, and it's also. When he's kept to Kolache, Umachosi Bagoyes, Vanoshi Meichum, she's saying Mei Nibuno from the same car he means, Shoyash. Kishub Neabais, Shibishu, the Ivrim al Divre Chachomi. In other words, they were certain people who, Mishim Shamayim, they ate Dafke with their wives, Bimei Libuno, on the seventh day. I mean, according to the Bach, it's probably the seventh day. So, Mishim Shamayim, why? Because they didn't want that anybody else, let's say, if the practice was generally be made also that husband and wife always ate from the same kare. So then, and then somebody will come in and will see they don't eat from the same kare, so he'll know that his wife is in it also, it's not sneezing later. So he says, even though they have a good motive of tznias, but they are making a mistake because it's an isa. The Ivrim al Ivri Chachomim is skeptical Achilles, we also hear about it. So, ורבן כוסה, וישני אגים של לך לכלי שימון הקי, והוא כושה ונועה, ושוב לקה הר ועבירה, אלא הר במצווה, תחיל דימוץ על המדווה, ולשום וקטיר לבוך ליסון. So the רבון שיטה is, that in the Zion הקי, all the החוקס are obligatory. But after she finished counting the Zion הקי, and she is able to go to Tvila, even though she didn't go to Tvila as yet, let's say she'll go to Tvila later. So the Baal is not mechuyev in these achokes, because since it's viodo already to be teveil, so he says viu kosher v'noy, but the shcholo doesn't pass like that, like the shita of the Rav. That's not like the shita of the Rav Yo. The Rav Yo shita is at least libuno itzvu, and the Bach says it only means the seventh day. All right, but l'chol hapocha is the seventh day it's muda, but. But the Ravon says, after she finished counting the Zayniki, but she wasn't developed yet. So then he says it's kosher minoy. Because then there is no gzeira, there is no shashe. But we don't pass like that. Because as I explained before, the first thing, when he says, Vafirusho asos manz oruch vultovo, tomi du minidlo sachetit beil. So it doesn't mean that the Issa chorus, of course the Issa chorus applies. It doesn't mean the Issa of Kilboso, that there is an involvement in some alches or like a smalbus. Of course, that applies, even though she already counted Zainikim a long time. But it means all the achokes apply. In other words, not like the Ravon. Alright. Imu chele, ve'in li'ei mi she'i shamshenu, zuloso, muteres li shamshe, rak she'tizoyo bi'ei se'ir, she'tuchal li'izoyo ma'achot, aspono ofiodo v'radlov, ve'atzoas ha'mito b'fonu. So if he is the chayli, and then so it's muteres l'shamshi. Now suppose ish chayli, Suppose she's the chayla, vehi nido. Also, lebailo ligayim, ligabo, ligabo. Kidei lishamsho, kidei lakimo, ulashkivo, ulisamcho, ulisamcho. So, that's it, Thomas Adeshe. And the Shach in Sif Yutes says, the Davke Kishuche, the Sif Teswav, the Machaber has referenced the case where he is the Chayla. Vihi Priyo, Shoy, the Chim, the Chayla, who Lekel and Meichash Leal Lavir, the Mitzrin's Gabriel, the Shitosh Ashkeche, Abu Kishi Chayla, who Bori, the Kel and Meichash Leal Lavir, Shemayin's Gabriel Yitzriolo, Vifaiseno. Thomas Adeshe. So, that the question is this, why does the Shach say that the Mechaber distinguishes between the case where he's the Chayla, so then it's Muter, and the case where she's a Chayla, it's Osa. But after all, even in Siftes Vov, where the Mechaber says, Imu Chayla Veilu Mishyam Sheno, is also Muteras Lishamshe, Rak She, Shetizoya Biyesi, or Shetuchal Lizoya, מיאחות הספונו פיודו ורגו והצוע סמיתו ביפונו. So in other words, so he says that she can be mishamishim, she can do everything, but she should be on guard not to do אחות הספונו פיודו ורגו. So certainly in the Giyah Mamesh, so even in the case where he is the chile, not she, it's also צריך לזור. So במילא, so why does he have to distinguish Sifte Zayim from Sifte Zvov on the basis of he being sick or she being sick? If he is sick, so then there is no Choshe. But if she is sick and he is healthy, so then there is a Choshe. But even in the case where he is sick, so he says, Tizoya B'yesa Shetucha L'Izoya Machot Sponei Yodom Ravyov V'atzo Asamita B'fonov. So Nigia Mamesh, now, I mean, the Giyah Mamesh is as close as Hachot Aspon of Yodav Raglov Atzor Samita Bifonov. And here he talks about the Giyah Mamesh. Also, the Bible Ligabo, he doesn't say Isha Chayle Vihi Nido. So, also the Bible to make the beds. That the Mechaber doesn't say. Of course, he's allowed. Also, the Bible Ligabo. Ligabo. So even the case where he is the chayle, so he says tizoya b'yaseya shetucha liizoya ma'achot aspon of yadav raglo v'atzo asamita b'fano. The answer is this: the lashon of the mechaber is im hu chayle ve'im lo yishin shamsheno zuloso muteras lishamshen. And even though there is someone else, let's say one of the children, who can do the tashmishim, who can make the beds and help her with everything, with all kinds of things, he doesn't have to tell the children. He can do it himself. But if possible, let's say the other people around, there are children around, a brother, sisters around, and they can wash the ponovyod of Raglov, so then she shouldn't do it. But suppose there is no one around, so then it's the implication in the Mechaber is that if he is the sick one, even though he's a chilei shemi sakone, and if possible, that she shouldn't have to make the bed before of, that she shouldn't have to wash his ponoviod of Raglov, but somebody else, one of the children or a brother or a sister, then she should tell somebody else to do it. But suppose it's impossible, there's no one around in the room, so then she's allowed even to be rechitz one of Yodav Raglov and to make the mito before of two. That's why this is the implication of Siftes Vov. Because if the Mechaber had meant that one of Yodav Raglov and Atzor Samito before of Vizoseh, even if there is no one in the room, even if there is no one in the house, so then he shouldn't say, the Mechaber shouldn't write Rak Shekizoya Be'eser, he should write he doesn't say avolosa. So it means even that is muter, all tashmishim are muter if necessary. But if it's not necessary, let's say there are children, there are other members of the family who can do the richitze, that's why it's muter b'fonov, then she should be nizer not to do it. Nizer is not to do it. But if there is no one else in the house, then she can do that too. And here, that's in Sifte Zvot. But in Sifte Zayin, he says, Isha chela b'yiligo, somi b'yiligo, somi b'yiligo, kedi risham sho, ki lakimu lashkimu lisamcha. Lakimu lashkimu lisamcha. So it's mashma, that if it involves nigia mamesh, he doesn't say, also with bailo, let's say, leheshit lo, hakos. That he doesn't say. Because in a case where a woman is sick, even though she's a chinshev is upon it, then the achokes, the other achokes, are not required. It's only when everything, when there is no hardship situation, so then there are aloches of achokes. She's not allowed, even without nigiyeh, there are aloches of achokes. But let's say, suppose it is necessary for the woman who is sick, not a chiloshev sakone, but it's necessary for the husband to eat with her at the same table. She's in a depression, and if the husband will not sit down and eat with her at the same table, so it's not good for her because she is sick. So of course he's allowed. The Chachomim didn't apply these achokes in case where the woman is sick. So just as in the case where he is the sick one, so then the Mechaber says, but suppose there is no one else available, so then she's allowed to be reichet one of Yonim Raglov. But if she's reichet one of Yonim Raglov, there is Niki also. Usually, I mean, it's possible to visualize a case of reichet one of Yonim Raglov without Niki. But usually, if